们的诗歌真是很好。
And our hymns were so nice.
主的应许可信。
His promise is sure.
圣灵已经降临。
The Comforter has already come.
我从前一个年长的姊妹。
Previously an elderly sister.
我一生得到她很大的帮助。
And I was greatly helped by her in my life.
她最喜欢唱这首诗歌。
And this was one of her favorite hymns.
土得很。
And yet she was very colloquial in her terms.
要把圣灵来个大欢迎。
And she would say, we must welcome the Holy Spirit.
我就不会唱这首诗歌。
But I couldn't sing that song.
我们众人都把圣灵来个大欢迎，好不好？
And should we all welcome the Holy Spirit?
从心里敞开欢迎圣灵进来。
And from our open hearts, let us welcome the Holy Spirit.
今天我们并不讲圣灵啊。
And tonight we are not speaking on the Holy Spirit.
我们还要给大家读圣经。
We will start again with our Bible reading.
撒加利亚三章一节到七节。
Let's read from Zechariah chapter 3 verses 1 to 7.
撒加利亚三章一到七节。
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1 to 7。
大家翻到没有？翻到了一起读。
If you found it, let us read together. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan."The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, Let them put a clean turban on his head.So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand here.
好，四章一到十节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who was wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? So I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps.Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.They are the eyes of the Lord which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth.
我们读得很不整齐啊。
You guys are reading totally out of order.
我看有很多弟兄姊妹昨天晚上没有来。
And last night I noticed many were missing.
所以我们还要把事情重提一下昨天。
So we're going to review last night's message first.
我们要知道撒加利亚书和马拉基书。
So what we need to know is the books of Zechariah and Malachi.
我们需要明白两件事。
The two things that we need to understand.
一件事 就是大被掳的时代。
That in the time of captivity, of the great captivity.
什么叫做大被掳的时代呢？
And what is the time of captivity?
巴比伦攻打以色列。
Babylon attacked Israel.
他们占领了以色列。
And they had taken over Israel.
他们占领了耶路撒冷。
And they had taken over Jerusalem.
给以色列一个彻底的毁灭。
And Israel was completely razed.
把他们的城墙拆毁。
Their walls were torn down.
拆到一块石头不在一块石头上。
So there was not even one stone left upon another.
把他们的圣殿焚烧了。
And their temple had been burned to the ground.
祭司都倒在刀下。
And the priests were all slain under the knife.
把他们的侍奉彻底毁灭了。
And so all the temple services were completely destroyed.
而且把以色列人都掳到巴比伦。
And all the Israelites were captured into Babylon.
做他们的奴隶。
And they were slaves there.
地上属神的事都看不见了。
And you could no longer see anything that belonged to God in this world.
教会历史就称到了大被掳的时代。
And so in church history, we call this the great captivity.
还有希望吗？
Is there still hope?
在人看没有希望了，在人看。
In the eyes of man, no, there is no hope.
但是神定规这个年日七十年。
But God had already ordained these 70 years.
在被掳以前，神就借着先知讲的话了。
And even before the captivity, through the word of the prophet.
到七十年满了。
God told them when the 70 years have been fulfilled.
圣灵又来做工。
The Holy Spirit will work again.
其实在这个七十年里面。
And actually, within the 70 years.
神的工作从来没有停止过。
The work of God never stopped.
很多被掳的人中间。
And among many of those who were captive,
一些爱主的人,
and those who loved the Lord,
一些真, 有得胜生命的人,
and those who had this victorious life within them,
一直保持他们和神中间的关系,
they maintained their relationship with the Lord.
所以诗篇里面好多诗篇是被掳的诗篇,
and so in the Psalms, there are many Psalms of captivity.
当今天我们读的时候也都非常感动我们,
and today when we read these, we're still very moved.
这些人是真做事的根据。
And these are the people who are the foundation of the Lord's work.
到了七十年满了。
And when the 70 years have been fulfilled.
那另外一个名字叫大恢复的时代。
There is another term, and it is the great restoration.
许多神的百姓就离开巴比伦。
And so many of the people of God have left Babylon.
回到耶路撒冷。
And they have returned to Jerusalem.
他们要重建城墙。
And they would rebuild the city walls.
重建圣殿。
And they would rebuild the temple.
再恢复祭司的侍奉。
And they would restore the services of the priests.
他们的情形非常艰难。
And it was a very difficult time.
政府不许他们盖城墙。
And the government would not allow them to remain.
许多仇敌起来欺压他们。
And the enemy rose to persecute them.
里面也不同心。
And they were not in one accord.
所以好几次都停工了。
And so at many times the work stopped.
这就兴起先知来。
And so prophets arose.
撒迦利亚、马拉基都那个时代的先知。
Zechariah, Malachi, they were all from that time.
他们在最荒凉的时候。
And in the most desolate times.
最艰难的时候。
In the most difficult times.
传神的话。
They preached the word of God.
传神的命令。
They preached the command of God.
激励神的百姓。
And they inspired the people of God.
建造城墙。
And they built the wall.
建造圣殿。
And they built the temple.
所以这两本书重要吧。
And so are not these two books important?
这两本书有共同的特点。
And they both have an important point.
他们都说到属灵的生命。
They speak of the spiritual life.
也说到属灵的实际。
And the spiritual reality.
旧约时代要结束了。
And the Old Testament is about to conclude.
整个旧约这么多人过去了。
And so many people have passed away in the Old Testament.
这么多事都过去了。
And so many things have happened.
能够永远留下来的。
And that which will remain eternally.
只有属灵的生命和属灵的实际。
Is only the spiritual life and the spiritual reality.
我们新约也是一样的。
It's the same way in the New Testament.
两千年多少的人过去了。
2000 years, so many have passed away.
教会历史经过多少的事?
And church history has undergone so many issues.
留下来的只有属灵生命。
And what remains is spiritual life.
属灵实际。
And spiritual reality.
那是存到永远的。
And that is what will remain until eternity.
那是不朽坏的。
And that is what is, it is un- perishable.
将来要形成的新耶路撒冷。
And this is how the New Jerusalem is built.
我们今天就在一个恢复时代。
And today we are in the days of restoration.
教会的历史也经过大荒凉、大被掳。
And in church history, we have undergone this great desolation, this great captivity.
把什么产业都丢光了。
We have lost all our inheritance.
到个因信称义都丢了。
And we have even lost justification by faith alone.
教会有希望吗？
Does the church yet have hope?
就好像没有希望了。
It seems not.
神永远是不失败的神。
Yet God never fails.
神永远是定了旨意要完成的神。
He is eternally the God who has established His will and He will accomplish it.
没有一个力量能打败神。
There is no power that can stand before God.
一次又一次圣灵做工了。
And time again as the Spirit works.
再兴起人来。
And He raises people up again.
恢复属灵的产业。
And He restores the spiritual inheritance.
这大恢复时代。
And this is the great time of restoration.
我们两千年都在恢复啊。
And we have been restoring for the last 2,000 years.
要恢复到使徒行传。
Until we come to the Acts of the Apostles.
第一代的教会。
The first church.
那个教会的形式叫做当初的形象。
And that was the first image of the church.
那个时候的能力叫做当初的能力。
And the power then was that initial power.
我们要恢复到当初去。
We need to be restored to that initial stage.
我们两千年都在做恢复时代。
And so in this 2,000 years we are restoring.
所以我们今天神的百姓都要起来啊。
So people of God, you need to arise.
我们主带领我们出巴比伦。
And the Lord is leading us out of Babylon.
重新建造城墙。
And He is leading us to rebuild the wall.
重新建造圣殿。
And rebuild the temple.
要恢复救恩的见证。
And to restore the Old Testament testimony.
要恢复我们的侍奉。
Salvation testimony. And to restore our services.
我们要做恢复时代的人。
And we must be the people of this restoration.
主来的日子近了。
The days of the Lord's coming are near.
我讲主来的日子近了，不是吓你们的哈。
I'm not trying to scare you.
我是读圣经预言的人。
I read the prophecies in the Bible.
预言都应验了。
Prophecies have been fulfilled.
剩下那么一点点没有应验的。
There are a few that have not.
要应验怎么一连串应验的。
Once they are fulfilled, they will be fulfilled one after another.
应该在欧洲应验的。
I believe they will be fulfilled in Europe.
我们在这里讲话，欧洲应验的，我们过几天才知道了。
And maybe it's fulfilled, we won't know for a few days because we're here.
主来实在是近了。
But the days of the Lord's return are near.
这不是几个人的感觉。
And it's not just a few people feeling this.
今天在全世界正规的神的侍奉神的人呢。
And people who serve the Lord throughout the world,
都觉得主来近了。
They feel that the return of the Lord is near.
我们非常靠近主来了。
We are very close to His return.
所以我们要起来好好追求主了。
And so we need to rise up and pursue the Lord.
我还盼望能看见主来了。
And I hope to see His return.
不要说你们了。
And needless to say, you as well.
赶上我年龄大的人在这里找不到了。
I don't think there's anyone older than me here.
我还真是那么渴望看见主来了。
But I truly hope to see His return.
主来的迟也不要紧。
But it's okay if He delays His return.
等到复活的时候。
Because when we are risen again,
我们要一起复活的。
We shall rise together.
早死了没有什么损失。
And you don't lose anything by dying early.
你们晚死的人也要等我一起复活的呀。
And those of you who die later, you have to wait for me to be risen
again. 所有的人都一起复活了。
Everybody will be resurrected together.
然后迎接主来。
And we will welcome the Lord together.
今天是我们准备的时候。
And this is the day of preparation.
主要来了，要不要准备啊？
Should we prepare for His return?
要不要准备？
Should we prepare for His return?
荒凉时代。
Today it is a day of desolation.
在撒迦利亚三章四章说荒凉神的见证人。
And in Zechariah chapter 3 and 4, it speaks of those who testified for the Lord during that time. And they were very significant.
他这里说两个见证人。
And there are two servants here, two witnesses.
那就四章说的金金灯台旁边两棵橄榄树。
And this is the two olive trees by the golden lampstand.
金金灯台是教会的表号。
And the golden lampstand, it is a sign of the church.
教会能发光。
The church needs to shine.
这是教会的指示。
And this is the ministry of the church.
圣神圣的光。
And it is the divine light.
有灯台照耀的时候。
And when it shines through this lampstand.
第一照明自己。
First it shines upon itself.
第二照明圣所所有的神圣事物。
And then it shines upon all the holy things in the temple.
地上要照亮万有。
And then thirdly, it will shine upon all creation.
出来的驱逐仇敌。
And it will do away with the enemy when this light shines.
消灭黑暗。
And it will do away with darkness when this light shines.
消灭万有。
And it will shine upon all creation.
这是教会的执事。
This is the ministry of the church.
今天若地上没有教会啊，看地上多黑暗啊。
If the church did not exist today, the world would be in darkness.
叫我教会在地上。
And as long as the church is in the world,
发出神圣的光。
There is this divine light.
照亮耶稣基督。
And it shines upon Jesus.
也照亮我们自己。
And it shines upon us.
神圣的光。
It is a divine light.
这是教会的功用。
And this is the function of the church.
灯台所以能发光。
And why should the light be, lamp be able to shine?
靠着橄榄油。
It is from the olive oil.
而油从哪里来的?
Where does the oil come from?
从它旁边两棵橄榄树来。
From the two olive trees next to it.
正在旁边两棵橄榄树。
And then these two olive trees next to it.
七个管子通着灯台。
There are seven branches that go into the lamp.
七是完全的数字。
And seven, it is a perfect number.
从两棵橄榄树一直把油供应灯台。
And from these two olive trees, it supplies the lampstand.
到不了他解释了。
And finally, it defines.
两棵橄榄树是两个人。
The two olive trees, they are two people.
他高油之子。
They are the sons of anointment.
这个原文呢，就叫油子。
And in Hebrew, it originally says they are the sons of oil.
什么叫油子呢？
What is a son of oil?
他们身上的特点就是油。
The uniqueness about them is oil.
他们充满了油的人。
They are people that are full of this oil.
你在他身上靠一下。
If you lean on them,
你在身上卡到油了。
You get greasy.
他把油要分给四围的人。
And they will share this oil with those around them.
称他们为油子。
And so they are the sons of oil.
这两个人身上把他们的生命一直供应教会。
And they use their life to supply the church.
教会一直需要有这样的人才能发光啊。
The church constantly needs these people to shine.
这里说的两个人。
These two people.
一个是三章的大祭司约书亚。
One is the high priest in chapter 3, Joshua.
一个是四章的所罗巴伯。
And the next is in the chapter 4, Zerubbabel.
这两个人做我们的做代表就是了。
And they are just but representatives of two people.
光是关于他们两个人们，我们不需要读圣经了。
If it were just about them, we don't have to read any more Bible.
神的话对我们说的。
The word of God is for you.
兴起两个人来。
And so two people need to rise up.
把他们说油一直供应教会。
And they use the oil in their life to supply the church.
我在好多年前住在台湾。
Many years ago I lived in Taiwan.
有一次我一个弟兄请我去看台湾一个很大的植物园。
And they took me to a...
植物园。
Botany? A botanical garden, yes.
这个植物园里面那个重要的一个人是个弟兄。
And the person who was running this botanical garden
他就陪我去看植物园。
Was a brother, so he took me in.
给我解释一些特别的植物啊。
And he explained these different plants to me.
来到一个地方是香蕉园。
And we, there was one that was rubber trees.
香蕉园。
Rubber trees.
哦，这香蕉园，香蕉树很高大。
And rubber trees were very high.
那时候香蕉树把我吸引了。
And that day, I was very drawn to these rubber trees.
他就给我带到超大的香蕉树面前。
So he brought me to a tall rubber tree.
这个香蕉树的上面，他说我们从香蕉树去做制水来做这个香蕉。
And he says we take out the sap of the tree and we make rubber.
我们先选这个树。
First, we have to pick the right tree.
在最上面的时候把它划开。
And then on the very top of the tree, we cut it.
把那种伤痕的地方流出汁水去做橡胶。
And where the slash is, this sap comes out, and then we can make our rubber.
然后再往地里再把它割开。
And then we come down a little bit lower next time and slash it again.
再去做制水来去做橡胶。
We take out more sap and we make rubber.
整个树一直往下割。
And we go all the way down and we cut it.
割到最低的地方。
Until we come to the bottom.
没地方好割了。
No more cutting allowed.
再回到上面。
We go back to the top.
上面的最上面割开地方就结疤了。
And there is a scar where the original slash was.
把疤痕再割开。
And we cut it in the same slash.
取出汁水来做橡胶。
And then we draw out the sap.
所以橡胶树都伤痕累累啊。
And then so you see this rubber tree, a lot of scars on it.
我就看着这个景象被我把我吸引了。
And I was so drawn to this image.
这个教会历史中间所有属神的人就是这样的。
And this is the way that the people who are belonging to God in church history are.
从他们的生命供应教会。
Their life supplied the church.
生命从哪里来？
Where did they get their life?
生命都从十字架经历来。
All from the experience of the cross.
十字架经历化开我们的天然生命。
The cross, it cuts our natural life.
而我们才有这个属灵生命流出来。
And then the spiritual life.Will flow forward.
这是两千年教会历史啊。
This is the 2,000 years of church history.
多多少少的人起来为着教会。
So many have stood up for the church.
流出他们的生命来供应教会。
And their life was shed and flowed out for the church.
这里有一个是大祭司约书亚。
And here we have the high priest Joshua.
一个是所罗巴伯。
And the other is Zerubbabel.
大祭司的祭司之分。
And it is the priest.
祭司之分。
And it is the ministry of the priest.
而苏罗巴伯是君王的之分。
And Zerubbabel stands in the ministry of the king.
大祭司约书亚。
The high priest.
在旧约的大祭司。
And in the Old Testament, the high priest.
是神百姓的一个代表。
It is the representative of the people of God.
大祭司每年都要进去为着神的百姓祷告。
When the high priest goes into the temple, he prays for the people.
他们都要穿着大祭司的衣服。
Puts on the robes of the high priest.
大祭司衣服有八件衣服。
8 different robes.
最重要的是前面一个衣服的。
And the most important one is the ephod, which hangs in the front.
有点像背心那个东西啊。
It looks like a vest.
穿在前面。
And he wears it.
衣服在前面一个锯断胸牌。
And then there is a breastplate in front of this ephod.
这个锯断胸牌是四方的。
And it is a square.
上面刻着以色列十二支派的名字。
And engraved upon it are the names of the 12 tribes.
都是用宝石刻的。
It is engraved in precious stones upon the breastplates.
而锯断胸牌的里面放着两种矿石。
And then there are two special stones in this breastplate.
一种名叫乌灵，一种名叫土明。
And it is the Urim and the Thummim.
土明是完全的意思。
And it means perfection.
乌灵的意思是光
and Urim is lights
加起来叫完全的光
and together it is the perfect light
什么用呢
how did they use this
这个大祭司穿着这个衣服到神面前去祷告
so the high priest he wears this ephod he goes before God he prays
为着神的百姓求问神
and for the people of God he'll ask
神会回答
and God will answer
神怎么回答
how does God answer
就借着这个衣服带来回答
he answers through the ephod
这十二支派的名字
the 12 tribes
代表以色列的所有的字母
and there's 12 characters
像我们英文的字母一样的
And it represents, oh, all the characters are there, just like in our alphabet.
英文的字母一样 English.
In English.
英文字母几个
26 alphabets.
英文26个字母。
26 letters in the English alphabet.
26个字母可以组织成个无穷无尽的话。
26 letters, you have infinite number of words.
所以这个希伯来文的字母也可以说无穷无尽的话。
So same thing with the Hebrew alphabet.
乌灵土明发光啊。
And when the Urim and the Thummim, when it lights up,
照亮前面的字母。
It will shine upon these letters.
对着神的百姓说话。
And it will speak to the people of God.
但这个有灵有不灵。
And this works and does not work.
为什么灵和不灵呢
Why does it work and not work?
在于祷告的人是什么人
It depends on who is the prayer.
祷告的人不属灵
If the person who is praying is not spiritual,
乌灵土明不发光
then it will not shine.
就神不说话
God will not speak.
祷告的人属灵
If the person who is praying is spiritual,
乌灵土明发光了
then it will light.
照亮字母神说话了
and the letters will light up. God speaks.
大卫不是祭司啊。
David, he was not a priest.
于是大卫就拿着衣服的去祷告。
And so he took the ephod and he went to pray.
乌林土明发光了。
And the Urim and Thummim, they shone.
对大卫说话。
And it spoke to David.
所以诗篇里面说，乌林土明在你虔诚人的手中发光。
And in the Psalms, it tells us that the Urim and the Thummim shall shine in the hands of the pious.
人属灵，神就说话。
For the spiritual person, God speaks.
而乌林土明代表所有神的百姓。
And the Urim and Thummim, they represent all the people of God.
因为大祭司肩膀上也有两个戒带。
Now upon the shoulders of the high priest, there are two epaulets.
十二支派的名字在两个戒带上。
And the 12 tribes are also carved into these.
每面六个。
Shoulder pads. There's six on each side.
都是用钻石做成的。
All carved in stone.
大祭司穿着衣服到神面前去祷告。
And so the high priest, he wears these robes and he goes before the Lord to pray.
胸受到大爱。
And the breastplate, it speaks of the great love of God.
肩受到大能。
And the shoulders is the great strength of the God.
我们就看到重的东西，我们有肩膀的背，对不对？
When you have heavy things, you use your shoulders to lift it up, yes.
叫胸怀神的圣徒。
And that means to carry the people of God.
肩扛神的圣徒。
In your shoulder, on your shoulders, upon your breast.
神的大爱扛着怀着圣徒。
And it is His great love that carries His saints.
神的大能怀扛着圣徒。
And it is the great power of God that carries His saints.
而四方的样子，新耶路撒冷就四方了。
And this square, the New Jerusalem, is a square.
要把神的百姓祷告成为新耶路撒冷。
We will pray until the people of God become the New Jerusalem.
这叫大祭司的祷告。
And this is the high priestly prayer.
大祭司为我们每个人祷告，听说吧。
The high priest prays for each one of us.
要把我们祷告成新耶路撒冷里面的材料。
And he will pray until we are ready material for the new Jerusalem.
要把我们祷告成金银宝石。
He will pray until we are silver, gold, and precious stones.
所以不要小看神的儿女，听说吧。
And so do not belittle the children of God.
神的儿女，明天我们要讲最后，不是讲最后三，讲第三次我们要讲神的儿女的荣耀的命运。
And tomorrow we're going to speak of the glorious destiny of the children of God.
我们的命运是极其荣耀的。
And we have a glorious destiny.
有一个弟兄跟另外弟兄过不去了。
And once there was a brother who had some conflict with another.
他错了，我对的。
And he said, he's wrong, I'm right.
也看不起他。
And he despised the other person.
有点我对这个弟兄说。
And one day I said to him,
我弟兄啊，你那么样看不起他。
I said, you despise him.
你那样的讨厌他。
And you hate him so.
他里面住着一位主。
In him, there dwells the Lord.
是你天天敬拜的。
The one whom you daily worship.
不要随便看不起一个弟兄啊。
And so do not casually despise others.
我们没有办法。
And perhaps you can't.
神要把我们做成金银宝石。
But God is working in you to make you precious stones and gold and silver.
这就是今天神的工作。
This is the work of God today.
神除了我们没工作。
Other than us, God does not have other work.
工作就在我们身上。
His work is upon us.
大祭司穿着那个祭司衣服去祷告。
And when the high priest wears the robe to pray.
大祭司有八件衣服啊。
Eight different robes, eight different pieces.
里面是内袍。
The tunic within.
外面是外袍。
The outer robe.
才是衣服的。
The ephod.
才是决断胸牌。
The breastplate.
乌林土明。
The Urim and the Thummim.
两个接待。
And then the epaulets.
最后还有冠冕。
And then he wears a crown.
冠冕上面还有个顶牌。
And then there is a shield upon the crown.
咱们归耶和华为圣。
And it is holy to the Lord is what is carved on that.
这是大祭司的职事。
And this is the ministry of the high priest.
为着所有神的儿女祷告。
Prays for every child of God.
主耶稣是大祭司的预表。大祭司预表主耶稣啊。
And the high priest but represents Jesus Christ.
今天耶稣基督在宝座 这次为着教会祷告。
And Jesus, today he is upon the throne. He has one thing to do, and that is pray for the church.
为着我们每一个神的儿女祷告。
And to pray for each and every child of God.
所以我们地上的侍奉代祷着非常尊贵的一个工。
And it is a very honorable service, a service of intercession.
有份与大祭司的执事。
Because you have a part in the ministry of the high priest.
为着弟兄姊妹代祷。
And you pray for brothers and sisters. This is what the Lord loves the most. Don't just pray for yourself all the time.
为别人祷告，你自己是主也听来的。
And if you pray for others, the Lord will take care of you.
一天到晚为自己祷告呢，你自己担着重担好了。
And if you're just praying for yourself all day long, then you carry your own burdens.
我们大祭司穿着内袍。
The high priest has this undergarment, this tunic.
耶稣基督活在地上的时候。
When Jesus Christ, he was here in the world.
他有件内袍，一个礼衣就非常有名了。
And he had a very well-known tunic.
当他们把主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When they crucified our Lord.
为他的外衣撵秋。
And they cast lots for his outer garment.
有几件，外有几件嘛，可以撵秋分了，对不对
？And there's a few things that he was wearing, then you can cast lots.
没有办法分。
And they shared among themselves that the inner garment, the tunic.
只有一件。
There's only one.
我说错了，不是外撵秋的，我内衣撵秋啊。
They cast lots for the tunic, the undergarment, not the outer garment.
在这撵秋。
And so they cast lots for it.
要么不得。
Either you're going to get it.
要么缺的。
Or you're not going to get it. You're going to get the whole thing.
主耶稣的内衣太特别了。
It was a very special undergarment.
在那个时代，主的内衣是非常尊贵的内衣啊。
In that time, it was a very noble undergarment.
它有两个特点。
And there are two very unique things about it.
第一件是没有缝。
It was seamless.
找不到缝了。
There was no breach in it at all.
内衣是我们隐藏的生活。
And this is our hidden life.
神的儿女隐藏的生活太重要了。
Your hidden life is so important.
你属灵生命怎样
？However, your spiritual life is.
看你的隐藏生活。
It depends upon your hidden life.
你到底是得胜者、失败者
？Are you victorious or are you defeated?
看你的隐藏生活。
Depends on your hidden life.
隐藏生活人看不见，神都看见的。
People can't see what you do, but God sees.
到神就是看我们的隐藏生活。
And that's what God is looking at.What people can't see, your secret life.
拿得出来吗
Can you display your hidden life?
拿得出来吗
Can you?
你们大家都不回答呀
How come you're not saying anything?
拿得出来吗
Can you display?
都拿得出来啊
I guess that's a yes.
我可拿不出来，你们都拿得出来。
Yes.
拿得出来吗
I can't display my hidden life.
我把你的隐藏生活在这里写出来，你第一个你逃掉了。
If I were to write of what you do, I think you would be the first to escape.
我们隐藏生活千疮百孔。
And it is completely vain. Our
主耶稣的礼仪。
But the life of Jesus is
没有缝。
His this tunic, no seams.
所以他能做赎罪羔羊。
And that's why he is the lamb who bears the sins of the world.
为我们成功救赎。
That's why he can accomplish salvation.
为我们成全救恩。
And that's why he can accomplish redemption.
在他身上没有一点点找不到一点缝。
There is no seam.
这叫主耶稣的礼仪。
And that was the tunic of the Lord.
隐藏生活的得胜。
It is the victory of his hidden life.
第二个特点。
And secondly,
主耶稣的礼仪。
The hidden life, that tunic
of the Lord. 从上到下织成一片的。
It was one piece from top to bottom.
我不知道你们姊妹们织衣服怎么织的。
I don't know how you knit clothes, sisters.
我在旁边有时候看见姊妹织毛衣，好像从下面往上织的，是不是
？When I see people knitting things, do you knit from bottom to top?
是不是呀？
Is that the way it goes?
从下往上织的吧。
Do you knit from the?
你们从上往下织的啊。
Bottom? Do you knit from top to bottom?
你们姊妹们怎么不讲话
？Somebody help us out here.
你姊妹们一个不织衣服的呀。
No one knits anymore.
会不会织毛衣啊
？Does anyone here knit?
会，从下往上织，从上往下。
Do you go top to bottom on a shirt or bottom to top?
两面都可以啊。
Both are fine, she says.
我们的姊妹都不织毛衣的哈。
No knitting club here, I guess.
是不是毛衣啊？从下往上，从上往下，从下往上，对不对？那 那我没讲错，就从下往上指的啊。
We have confirmation from bottom up. It is knit.
耶稣基督的里衣。
The inner tunic of Jesus.
从上往下。
It was knit from top to bottom.
这是主耶稣的生活。
That is his life.
耶稣基督神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他从来不凭着自己说一句话。
He never defends himself.
从来不凭着自己做件事。
Of his own accord, he never acts on his own accord.
就是我看见父怎样说。
And Jesus says, as I have seen the Father do.
子也照样说。
So the Son will.
我看见父怎样做。
And as I hear the Father speak.
子也照样做。
So the Son shall speak.
主耶稣伟大吧？
Is Jesus awesome?
神的儿子。
He is the Son of God. 要
做我们所有人的榜样。
He is the example to us all.
不凭着自己说话。
Does not speak of his own accord.
不凭着自己行动。
Does not act of his own accord.
他所有的生活从上往下。
His life is from top to bottom.
他所有的行动从上往下。
All his actions from top to bottom.
这主耶稣的尊贵礼仪。
And that is that noble inner tunic he has.
耶稣是得胜者。
He is an overcomer.
他是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
他为我们所有的神的儿女做榜样。
And he is an example to all the children of God.
所以大祭司的衣服那件礼衣太重要了。
And so that tunic of the high priest is so significant.
我刚才讲过的衣服的。
And then there's the ephod.
他的外袍是蓝颜色的。
It is blue. The outer world is blue. Even that which is seen about us, it is heavenly.
所以大祭司约书亚。
And so this high priest Joshua.
代表神的百姓。
And he represents the people of God.
他是被神得着的人。
And he is the one who is obtained by the Lord.
撒旦就站在他的右面。
And Satan, he stands at his right side.
神的右面是上风啊。
And the right side is the seat of power.
撒旦站在神百姓的上风。
Satan is in power over the people of God.
两千年教会历史都是这样。
It's been like that for over 2,000 years.
仇敌权势多大呀。
How great is the power of the enemy?
教会没有地上的力量。
And the church has no power in this world.
地上看教会看起来都是很微弱的、啊、
And when we see the church, it is very weak.
撒旦老站在我们上风。
It seems like Satan is always getting the upper hand.
撒旦这个意思就是作对。
And Satan means the opposer.
他一直给教会作对。
He is always opposed to the church.
撒旦不逼迫教会，那撒旦在大梁上睡着了的。
And if Satan is not persecuting this church, then he fell asleep on the beams, I guess.
撒旦是很清醒啊。
He is very alert.
他永远不会睡着的。
He will never fall asleep.
就一直逼迫教会。
He will continually persecute the church.
每一个时代教会都不容易过来。
And in every generation, it has been difficult for the church.
所以撒旦站在他的上风。
And so Satan is always gaining the upper hand.
神指着约书亚对撒旦讲。
And God speaks to Satan.
撒旦，你看约书亚。
And he says, Satan, look at Joshua.
这不是从火里抽出来的柴吗？
Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
神讲这句话太有意思了。
Such an interesting thing he said.
大火焚烧的时候啊。
When the great fire burned the temple.
柴容不容易被烧掉？
Is it easy for little branches to be burned?
柴是最容易被烧掉的了。
But the branches are the easiest to be burned in a great fire.
这么大的建筑都被烧掉了。
This great building was completely burned.
他就撒旦说，对约书亚，指着约书亚说，这不是火里抽出来的柴吗？
And he says, but is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
这一个柴经过大火不被烧掉。
This branch, it passed through the fire, was not burned.
神的力量保守了约书亚。
And the power of God protected Joshua.
荒凉的大火不能烧毁我们。
This, the great fire of desolation cannot touch you.
基督教堕落的风气也不能烧毁我们。
And the degeneration of Christianity cannot touch you.
这个主多少人被火焚烧的时候。
And when so many are being burned.
我们要蒙主保守。
We shall be protected.
所以我昨天就讲了。
So I said yesterday.
一个有名的牧师问我教会有没有章程啊。
And a well-known pastor asked me, does your church have a doctrinal?
我一开始我说我们没有章程。
Do you have a doctrine?
And 没有教会没有章程的。
And he said, no, there's no church without doctrine.
我们学问章是很厚的一本嘞。
We have a thick book of doctrine.
我听懂他的意思了。
And then I understood what he was saying.
我们的章是简单简单的很。
I said, no, we have a simple doctrine.
一句话一句话。
Just one thing.
那章是怎么一句话
？And he said, what? Your doctrine is one thing. I said, one thing.
里面顺服圣灵。
In within we submit to the Holy Spirit.
外面照着圣经。
Externally we live according to the Bible.
完了。
I'm done.
你这要多写吗？你自己写的要。
If you add anything else, you put it in there yourself.
要把人的意见写上去了。
You're putting in the opinion of man now.
除了里面跟随圣灵，外面照着圣经吗？还有第三件事吗
？Is there a third thing other than according to the Bible externally, according
to the Holy Spirit
internally? This is what we're trying to do.
里面要顺服圣灵。
Within.
外面要遵守圣经。
To the Holy Spirit externally.According to the Bible.
圣经不容易啊。
It's not easy to follow the Bible.
要出很大的代价啊。
You have to pay a great price.
要跟随圣灵更不容易啊。
It's even more difficult to follow the Holy Spirit. You need to submit to the Holy Spirit.
我没有第三个要求了。
But the Lord did not have a third requirement for us.
这不是从火里抽出来的柴吗？
Is this not a branch snatched from the fire?
经历荒凉的大火焚烧整个基督教的时候。
And when this great fire is burning all of Christianity,
我们要蒙主保守。
Then we need
向主忠诚。
Protected by the Lord, and we need to be faithful.
要站在个得胜的立场上。
And we need to stand upon the ground of victory.
所以，圣经成立了这些从巴比伦归回到耶路撒冷的子民啊。
And then, so in the Bible, those who return from Babylon to Jerusalem,
称他们归回子民。
They were called the remnant.
又称他们为余民。
They were those who returned.
不是 return, 余民是。
Remnant.
称他们为余民。
They were the remnant.
什么叫余民呢
？And what is a remnant?
少数的。
They were but a few.
这么大的数字还在巴比伦。
There's still so many in Babylon.
回到耶路撒冷是少数的。
Very few returned to Jerusalem.
他们要做归回之民了呀。
They would be the remnant which returned.
要重建城墙。
And they would rebuild the wall.
要重建圣殿。
And they would rebuild the temple.
所以神指着耶稣要对撒旦讲话。
And so,
这不是我抽出来个柴吗
？God points to Joshua says, "Is this not a branch snatched up?"
要把你这些污秽的衣服脱掉。
And he says, take away his filthy garments.
穿上大祭司的衣服。
Put on him the robes of the high priest.
大祭司衣服说的完全救恩啊。
And that is the complete salvation.
我们要经历神的完全救恩。
We will experience the complete salvation.
穿上大祭司的衣服。
Put on the robes of the high priest.
戴上洁净的冠冕。
And put on the turban, the crown.
然后说他谨守我的话。
And he says, he has done according to my word.
遵循我的道。
And he has kept my command.
他就看守我的院狱。
And he has kept charge of my courts.
那是要经营教会了。
And that is the building up, the edifying of the church.
经营教会。
He is edifying the church.
要在这些人中间来往。
And he comes and he interacts with these people.
今天我们侍奉神。
Today we serve the Lord.
在神百姓中间来往。
And we interact with the people of God.
那就要享受神的完全救恩。
And we need to enjoy this complete salvation of the Lord.
与神的民。
And we need to be that
remnant. 做逃脱的民。
We need to be the people.
做的归回的百姓。
Who escaped the people who returned.
重新站在一个地位上侍奉神。
Stand upon a new ground to serve the Lord.
那十万个树呀。
And so he says to Joshua.
他说另外一个橄榄树，苏罗巴伯。
That is, Joshua, he is one olive tree, and then the next,
Zerubbabel. 苏罗巴伯嘛，正是他的掌权来建造城墙的人。
And Zerubbabel used his authority, and he governed, and he built the wall.
建造圣殿的人。
He built the temple.
这个人太重要了。
He was very important.
苏罗巴伯的名字好听吗
？Is it? Does this name sound good, Zerubbabel?
你们喜不喜欢苏罗巴伯这个名字
？Do you like the name Zerubbabel？
都不讲话了，你们很聪明啊！他讲错了，我不讲最对了。
You're very smart. You're afraid to make a mistake.
苏罗巴伯名字很好听的，对不对
？It sounds good, no？
我们称这个日子叫苏罗巴布的日子啊。
And that's why we call it the days of Zerubbabel.
苏罗巴布这个名字本身是很难听的一个名字。
And actually, it's not a very good sounding name.
苏罗巴布什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
苏罗巴布意思叫巴比伦之子。
It means son of Babylon.
真是生在巴比伦的。
He was born in Babylon.
他真是个被掳的百姓。
He was one that was in captivity.
叫巴比伦之子。
Son of Babylon.
那这个名字变成得胜者的名字了。
But this name, it became the name of an overcomer.
苏罗巴伯恢复君王之分。
And he restored the ministry of the king.
神给他看见个异象。
And God showed him a vision.
你看见什么？
He said, Zerubbabel, what do you see?
我看见个金睛灯台。
And he said, I see lampstands.
金睛灯台是教会的表号啊。
And that is a sign of the church.
圣经里面有三个地方写金睛灯台。
Three places in the Bible mentions the lampstand.
最开始在出埃及记。
First in Exodus,
摩西讲金睛灯台
Moses and the golden lampstand.
那是讲灯台怎么建造的
And that tells us how this lampstand was constructed.
第二处就在撒迦利亚书了
This is the second time in Zechariah the lampstand is mentioned.
苏罗巴伯看见金睛灯台
Zerubbabel, he saw the golden lampstand.
那个灯台在地上没有出现过
Never appeared on earth, this lampstand.
那在灵里看见的金睛灯台
But he saw it in the spirit.
最后在启示录又有金睛灯台了
And in Revelation, there is another golden lampstand.
荣耀的耶稣基督站在当中
And the glorious Jesus Christ stands in the midst of it.
七个灯台围绕主耶稣
Seven lampstands.Surrounding Jesus.
控制灯台的意义
And the Son of Man, he controls the meaning and significance of these lampstands.
灯台的功用照耀荣耀人子
And the function of the lampstand, it is to shine upon the glorious Son of Man.
你把主耶稣照亮了
It is to shine upon Jesus.
你把主耶稣投射到万邦去
And it shines Jesus upon everyone.
灯台的功用和知识啊
And that is the function and ministry of the lampstand.
你看见什么
What do you see?
我看见个金睛灯台
I see a golden lampstand.
这个是我启示给苏罗巴伯的
And this is what I showed Zerubbabel, says God.
这个启示太重要了
This is such an important revelation.
苏罗巴伯看见灯台的功用
Zerubbabel, he saw the function of the lampstand.
他自己成了橄榄树的一棵、啊、
And he became one of the olive trees.
一生把他的生命供应给教会。
His life was used to supply,
让教会能够照耀，能够发光照耀。
So that the church could shine.
教会灯台所应的发光。
And the lampstand is able to shine
橄榄油从橄榄树过去
because the olive oil flows from the olive trees
都在灯台那个灯盏上面对不对
and it is all through these the branches of the lampstand the pipes of the lampstand
你没看见过金睛灯台
you haven't seen the lampstand
我应该把这个图画画给你们看
I think I should have drawn a diagram
金睛灯台有很多的金灯盏呢
and there's different pipes that come out of this lampstand
那个油浇在灯盏上的
and the oil drips into these pipes
灯盏是个器皿
and the pipes are a vessel
我们所有神的儿女都是神的器皿
all the children of God they are the vessels of God
我们活着为什么呢
why what is the meaning of your life
我们这个意义就是要承受圣灵
And the meaning is to receive the Holy Spirit.
为什么要承受圣灵?
Why should you receive the Holy Spirit?
圣灵成了我的生命。
Because the Holy Spirit has become your, my life.
要从我身上活出耶稣基督的荣耀来。
And through me, the glory of Jesus is lived out.
照亮这个黑暗的世界。
And it shines upon this dark world.
也照亮耶稣基督的荣耀。
And it shines Jesus' glory.
驱逐黑暗。
And it does away with the darkness.
驱逐仇敌。
Does away with the enemy.
每一个神儿女都要知道我们是个器皿。
And every child of God, you need to know you are a vessel.
器皿的用处就是为承受油。
And the vessel is to receive the oil.
我们要承受圣灵。
And we need to receive the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们发不了光啊，对不对
？Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot shine.
一个神的儿女最重要就是发光照耀。
The most important thing for the children of God is to shine.
都在你的岗位上。
And in your position.
你是个家庭主妇。
Maybe you are a housewife.
在这个家 里面要发光。
Head of a household, you need to shine in your home.
照亮你家的人。
You need to shine in your family.
你在公司里面做事。
You work in your office.
你有一个职责，就是要承受圣灵。
Your purpose there, you need to receive the Holy Spirit.
照亮你的同事。
And you just shine upon your co-workers.
照亮你的做事地方。
Shine upon that place where you live. 都
从你身上。如果不做圣灵，看见耶稣基督。
And from you, everyone should be able to touch the Holy Spirit and see Jesus. We are all vessels of the Lord.
家里人有人没得救。
Someone in your family not saved.
没有别的原因，就是你是个原因。
No other reason except for you.
有这一个姊妹说，司弟兄啊，请你给我丈夫去传福音。
Once a sister told me, please go preach a gospel to my husband.
我不好传的。
I can't do it.
你为什么不好传？
I said, why not?
太熟了嘛。
He knows me too well.
我太熟了最容易传。
I said, then that should be really easy.
定规你没有见证。
You must not have a very good witness at home.
在家里又发脾气又吵架，你怎么传福音呢？
If you're always losing your temper, you're always fighting, how are you going to preach the gospel?
家里没有见证，你怎么有一天把起面孔来讲耶稣了呢？
How will you preach a gospel if you have no testimony at home?
姊妹，我去传没有用。
I said, sister, it's useless if I go.
你的丈夫要得救就在你。
If your husband is going to be saved, it depends on you.
你要在家里活出见证来。
You must live out that testimony.
让你丈夫看见你信耶稣可羡慕的。
And when your husband sees that the Lord you believe in, he will be envious of it.
他要耶稣了。
He will want Jesus.
他看你身上看不见耶稣，我就传什么用？
But if he can't see Jesus in you, what good does it do for me to tell him?
你不要给我讲耶稣了，我这个太太就信耶稣的，那么你问问他怎么样吧。
And you know what your husband's going to say? He's going to say, don't tell me about Jesus. My wife believes in Jesus.
我们的见证太重要了。
Let me tell you all about her.
每一个器皿都要盛油。
Your witness is so significant. Every vessel must have oil.
才能发光照耀。
And only then can it shine.
在约翰福音有两章圣经都讲主耶稣是光。
In John, there's two chapters that tells us that Jesus is light.
一章说主是光。
And one says Jesus is light.
照亮我们自己。
And it shines upon ourselves.
一个犯罪的妇人蒙恩了。
And there was a sinner, a woman.
我是生命的光。
Who was saved. And Jesus tells her, I am the light of life.
跟随我的人不在黑暗里走。
And he who follows me no longer walks in darkness.
不要得到生命的光。
But shall receive the light
of life. 下面的第九章说耶稣基督是光。
And in chapter 9 it tells us Jesus is light.
照亮他自己。
And he shines forth himself.
开人瞎眼。
And he opens blind eyes.
叫人眼睛得开，看见耶稣。
And blind eyes are opened and they see Jesus.
主耶稣是光。
He is the light.
照亮我自己。
It shines upon myself.
也照亮耶稣基督。
And it shines upon Jesus.
叫我们都能看见主。
So everyone can see Jesus.
主耶稣是光。
Jesus is the light.
开人瞎眼。
And it opens blind eyes.
这苏罗巴伯来了。
And today Zerubbabel has come.
这是我启示给苏罗巴伯的。
And Jesus says, this is what I showed Zerubbabel.
要维持灯光灯金金灯台的见证。
It is that you must have this testimony of the lampstand.
不是靠着势力。
Keep that testimony not by might.
不是靠着才能。
Not by power.
来靠着我的灵方能成事。
But by my spirit, says the Lord.
这圣讲的很有名的一句话。
And such a famous saying that God said.
不靠势力。
Not by might.
不靠才能。
Nor by power,
乃是靠着我的灵。
But by my spirit, saith the Lord.
人的势力才能没有用。
The might and power of man is useless.
两千年这么多的事，叫圣灵的工作。
2,000 years, so many things. It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上我信主的时候，基督教人口从全中国只有100万。
When I became a Christian, I already told you this.1,000,000Christians in China.
结果六十年基督徒人数被一两千万。
And 60 years, 120 million now.
不是传道人的工作。
Not by the work of pastors.
圣灵的大能。
It is the great might of the Spirit.
圣灵显出大能了。
And the Holy Spirit has revealed His great might.
不是依靠势力。
Not by might,
不是依靠才能,
nor by power,
靠着我的灵方能成事,
but by my spirit.
下面主 主说了句大的话。
And then the Lord says something even greater.
大山啊，你算什么呢？
Who are you, O great mountain?
在苏罗巴伯面前，你要变成平地。
Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain.
教会一路上面遇见难处。
The church encounters difficulties all the way.
我们一生走过来，也一生当中都遇见难处。
And the whole way through my life, I have had encountered so many difficulties.
我们的路上遇见一个难处，一个小的石头。
And the difficulties we meet up with, a small stone.
我们一脚把它踢走了。
We kick it away.
遇见个大的石头。
We see a larger rock, maybe.
我们几个人把它抬走了。
Few guys can move it.
你遇见个大山怎么办？
What happens when you come across a mountain?
踢得走吗？
Can you kick it?
搬得动吗？
Can you move it?
看见大山没有办法。
You're helpless.
任何人没有办法。
Everyone is helpless.
大山说到根本我们没有办法的难处。
This mountain is when you are helpless.
教会历史上的教会一直遇见人没有办法的难处。
And we keep encountering different things. You are helpless.
神说大山你算什么？
But God says, Oh great mountain, what are you?
在苏罗巴伯面前要变成平地。
Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain.
我们遇见大山嘛，绕过去的。
And when we see a mountain, we kind of work our way around it, right?
教会从来不绕道的。
But no, the church does not drive
around. 遇见山从山里过去。
We go right through the mountain.
遇见海从海里过去。
If you see an ocean, you cross it.
这是教会。
This is the church.
那么大的难处。
Such a great difficulty.
问题说你是不是苏罗巴伯？
The problem now is, are you Zerubbabel?
在苏罗巴伯面前，
Before Zerubbabel,
你一定要倒下来成为平地。
You shall fall and become a great plain.
我们一生没有难处。
We have no difficulties then.
我们充满了难处。
But actually, we have, or our life is full
of difficulties. 我们都从难处里面执行过来了。
But we have crossed right across those difficulties.
我们自己不知道。
We didn't even know it.
我们回头看一看。
But when you look back,
我现在正在写一本书啊。
I'm writing a book now.
写我六十八年基督徒的见证。
My testimony over the last 68 years.
希望大家都会每个人送你们一本了。
I'll give you one when it's done.
六十八年见证的有的好写的。
A lot of things in 68 years.
写完了。
When I'm done.
两件事情忘记写了。
I finished the book, but I realized there's two things I forgot, so I added those two.
又两件事情忘记写
了。But then I remember there's another two.
我不补了。
But I can't keep adding.
总有好多事情忘记的。
A lot of things I can't remember anymore.
能记得就够了，就够了。
But I think I've remembered in it enough.
六十八年怎么过来的呀？
How did I get through these 68 years?
当时我也没有感觉那么大山变这边倒下来了。
I never felt like a great mountain fell.
我反而觉得大山把我挡住了。
I always felt there was a great mountain in my way.
那现在回头一想，我怎么过来的呀？
But then when I recall how my life was lived,
糊里糊涂过来了。
I just kind of, it happened.
神把我带过来了。
Because God led me.
神叫大山变成平地了。
God made the great mountain a plain.
我们就从大山走过去。
And we crossed right over.
就从大山海走过去。
We crossed right across the ocean.
这是教会的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church.
这是苏罗巴伯的见证。
This is the testimony of Zerubbabel.
这也是我们每一个人的见证。
And each one of our stories.
苏罗巴伯要搬出块石头来。
And Zerubbabel, he shall take a stone.
放在殿顶上。
And he shall put it upon the temple.
人家欢呼说恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
And people shall shout grace, grace to it.
石头在圣经里预表复活。
And the stone in the Bible, it is, represents resurrection.
除了把石头打死他，你说没什么意思之外。
Except for the passage where it says stone him with stones.
圣经讲的石头都代表复活。
Other than that, it should mean resurrection.
你回去读好了啊。
Check it out yourself.
读了不是那样来问我好了。
If you don't think so, if you disagree, let's talk about it.
石头代表复活。
Stones, it represents.
把一个石头放在殿顶上。
Resurrection. So he takes the stone, he puts it upon the temple.
高举人子。
And the Son of Man is lifted up.
我们只做一件事。
All we did
高举主耶稣基督
was to lift up Jesus.
高举人子。
And we lifted up the Son of Man.
这个建造教会的路。
And this is how we built the church.
我们没有别的本事。
There's nothing else we can do.
我们只一件事高举主。
Just one thing, lift up Jesus.
教会就这样被建造成来起来的。
And this was how the church was built.
教会怎样被建造的？
How was the church built?
主的恩典。
It was the grace of the Lord.
靠着人的本事不叫做恩典了。
If it's by your might, it's not the grace of the Lord.
因为我们没有本事。
Because we have nothing we can do.
事情出来了。
But it happened.
这叫做恩典。
And that is grace.
我们高举人子。
And so we lift up the Son of Man.
人就说恩惠，恩惠归于这殿。
And they said grace, grace to it.
教会正是恩典建造起来的。
And the church, it is built by grace.
我们大家这些同心高举主，好不好？
And let us with one accord lift up Jesus, yes.
下面主讲句好话。
And then Jesus says something beautiful.
谁藐视这小事的日子呢？
And he says, who?Who has despised the day of small things?
Day of small things, 我们中文翻的不对。谁藐视这日的事为小。
Chinese says it all wrong.
Says something. 小事的日子。
But it is the day of small things.
谁敢藐视小事的日子？
Who has despised the day of small things?
什么叫小事的日子？
What is the day of small things?
圣灵的事是小事。
The things of the Holy Spirit is a day of small things.
为什么说圣灵的事小事？
Why does it describe it that way?
在人看来，我们教会做的事都是小事。
In the eyes of man, the things we're doing, small things.
摩西出埃及的时候啊。
When Moses left Egypt.
这样闹，那样闹。
All this conflict.
十次击打法老。
10 plagues.
到了法老，他们出埃及了。
When they left Egypt.
这法老也会注意的，他们到旷野做什么呀？
And so Pharaoh was saying, what are they doing in the wilderness?
他们抬着个约柜。
They had the Ark of the Covenant.
约柜是小小的一个箱子。
A little box. They had a little box with them.
在旷野里面绕过来，绕过去，绕过来，绕过去。
If Pharaoh looks, he'll see people with a little box wandering around in the desert.
他说：“你们这样的闹法，你们到旷野做什么？”
And Pharaoh will say, "You made such a big deal about this."
摩西正在开玩笑。
Oh, come on, Moses.
摩西没有开玩笑。
Moses was not.
摩西做的是小事。
Perhaps he was doing something minimal. But it is the thing of the Holy Spirit.
世界上的人是看他们是大事。
The people of the world, they think they're doing great things.
他们也的确是大事。
Yes, they are doing great things.
大事时间过去都没有了。
But when time passes, these great things shall pass.
都是不朽坏的事。
They are corruptible things.
教会的事。
And the things of the church.
是永远的事。
They are eternal.
不朽坏的事。
Imperishable.
要和主一同进荣耀的事。
And things that will cause you to enter glory in with Jesus.
人看都是小事。
People will say that's a small thing.
我们一定要看重小事。
Let us behold the small things.
我们一生也做不了几件大事，对不对？
And you can't do too many great things anyways.
圣灵的工作就在你日常生活里面。
The work of the Spirit is in your daily life.
就在我们的言语举动里面。
And what you say in your actions.
天天生活的事情里面。
And the actions of your daily life.
圣灵做工在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit works.
我们最大的一个秘诀就是顺服。
And the secret, the greatest secret, submit.
神要做大事。
God is doing a great thing.
我们天天的小事。
But it is a small thing in our daily
ritual. 都是永远的事。
But they are eternal things.
都是不朽坏的事。
They are imperishable things.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上注意一件事，我们一定要回去注意小事。
One thing I am asking of you, pay attention to small things.
就是在你生活的里面。
In your life.
谁藐视了小事的日子？
Who has despised the day of small things?
圣灵的事叫做小事。
The things of the Holy Spirit, they are small things.
世界上的人的确藐视我们了。
And yes, the people of the world, they despise us.
这谁敢藐视？
And who dares despise?
是圣灵的事。
It is the things of the Holy Spirit.
下句。先知讲句非常特别的话。
And then the prophet says a very special word.
这七眼就是耶和华的眼睛。
The seven is the seven eyes, for these seven rejoiced to see.
耶和华的眼睛在地上跑来跑去。
I'm sorry. The eyes of the Lord scan to and fro.
在地上跑来跑去。
They scan to and fro.
看见苏罗巴伯手拿线托就欢喜。
And it rejoices to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
神的眼睛在遍地在寻找啊。
And the eyes of the Lord is seeking to and fro. It is looking.
看见苏罗巴伯拿着线托。
And sees Zerubbabel with the plumb line.
要开始要建造了。
He's starting to work.
要开始建造教会了。
He is starting to build the church.
要建造圣殿了。
He is building the temple.
神的心就欢喜啊。
And the heart of God was pleased.
所以要经常一切的力量来帮助苏罗巴伯。
And so God puts all his effort in to help Zerubbabel.
今天神要用一切的力量来帮助我们建立教会。
And today God would use all his might to help the church.
这叫做小事的日子。
And so it is the day of small things.
是圣灵的事。
And it is the things of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天讲两个见证人。
And so these two witnesses.
大祭司约书亚。
The high priest Joshua.
苏罗巴伯。
Zerubbabel.
一个是祭司的职分。
And it is the ministry of the high priest.
一个是君王的职分。
It is the ministry of the king.
靠着这两个职分建造教会。
And by these two ministries, the church will be built.
而我们建造教会。
And we build the church.
等候主来。
And we wait for the return of the Lord.
我们再唱这个最后这首诗歌。
Let us sing hymn 258 one more time.